You are listening to Radio Sai Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Sri T.V. Hariharan. Brother Hariharan, who is an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, is a singer, bhajan composer, harmonium player, violinist. The list of his musical talents goes on and on. He joined the erstwhile Sri Sathya Sai College in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 1979. After his graduation, he served in the administrative block of the newly inaugurated Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for 2 years until 1984. He later moved to Bangalore for further studies and subsequently worked in a pharmaceutical company for 3 years. In 1989, he resigned from his job and ever since, he has been engaged in spreading the message of Bhagwan through bhajans, music and talks at various Sai centers and other holy gatherings all around the world. And in this talk that was delivered at Dharmakshetra on the 10th of January 2016 as a part of the Samarpan series, he talks of his experiences with bhajan singing. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After this program at 3:30 p.m., we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Jari. And with that, over to Brother T.V. Hariharan.
Pranams at the lotus feet of beloved Bhagwan. Pranams to embodiments of all Sais who are sitting here. It is said, those who have seen the truth cannot speak. Those who speak have not seen the truth. The very fact, if we have realized the truth and be established in that, no words shall come out. But we are lucky, at least we have taken birth during this Purnavatar time, blessed to interact, blessed to be blessed by Him. It is not any individual who can claim that he has that experience, because every Sai devotee, those who have seen Swami from far away, those who have not seen Swami also, every one of us have got different experiences, and we are guided towards the truth and we feel the closeness of Swami within our heart because He is with every one of us. Today I am going to share with you through bhajan's experiences with Swami as well as His omnipresent, omnipotent nature guiding me into this bhajan line. Though I am nobody in this bhajan field, but Swami has made my life only bhajan, nothing else. My journey with Sai or my bhajan yatra, all these things reflects my life, because I never had imagined what can be my life, what I want to become, nothing. At childhood I thought I should become an engineer. That was what my grandmother's dream was all about. Till 1979, the dream was that. 1979, Swami pulled me to His institution. After that, I don't know what I have done all these years, because He has pulled, He is guiding, He has made this life so beautiful, full of bliss, with absolutely nothing other than bliss in the life. Whatever surroundings may change, but He has not changed the blissful nature, because His name is there in every one of our heart. I don't think any one of us who have taken Swami's name can undergo sufferings of life at all. If we say we undergo sufferings of life, that means that minute we have forgotten Swami's name. If we remember all the time Swami's name because He is love, that is His name. Sai is a name we are taking, but the name itself is full of love. So none of us can ever, each one of us are here, a jnani, a realized soul, a fulfilled soul, full of love. That is for sure, otherwise we won't come here at all. We come here because each one of us loves Swami's name so much, Swami so much. Any given opportunity, we immediately rush and then we are there to share all the bliss when we think somebody else in their life, they have that. So in 1979, Swami pulled, I went as a violinist. I won't talk all the experiences, but few I will share. I went as a violinist, coming from a village background, very orthodox background, not much of Swami's glory. Only thing, mind has accepted Swami as God. No research work, nothing, just mind. Every one of us, I'm sure, when we saw Swami, that's all. Immediately we know that He is God and we were pulled. That's it. No questioning, no answering. Because logic will mislead us. But love will take us straight away to God with no gap in between whatsoever. And then He has pulled me like that. So after pulling me like that, the classical violinist in Hariharan had to be first skill. All Asrik qualities. Because we think we know something in this world. But God wants to prove you know nothing. I am everything. So for that He sees to it, one by one He finishes you off. And one by one the positive aspects. Suppose sound engineering means they have to reduce the sharpness, increase the bass. One reduce, another increase like that. Swami had to reduce something. Hey, this bass quality you don't need to have. So reduce it. This high quality you should have. Increase it. So that's the way Swami takes us. So what is, as far as I am concerned, what is Swami's teaching for every one of us? After Swami left this world, my talk I don't plan. I don't know to talk. I don't know to sing. But I just want to share with you my heart today. In the name of Samarpan, I have come here. But He has made us all do the Samarpan long back. The name is given to us so that we can again and again remember, because we have done Samarpan, our life is so beautiful, so fantastic, so blissful, so that we, in order to remind ourselves the title Samarpan. Through this Samarpan, we enter into Him completely. After such a fantastic sojourn whereby sitting in one place of Prashanalayam, He could convert lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people with love, with that power. So I thought, Swami, now you don't want to show your physical body to us. What is your teaching? So from Swami's song, I thought, what is the experience every devotee has? And I thought, the moment we see Swami, we forget whole world. When Swami comes for darshan and stands in front of us, we forget whole world. We totally forget everything and then stare at Him. Here we sit at home, lots of people keep worrying about so many things in life, getting confused, getting vexed. But here are Sai devotees who see Swami and forget everything without doing any japa, dhyana, homa, yajna, nothing. The moment you see Swami, even if you are new for the first time, you forget everything. So what is the miracle He does? Parama Manohara. Manohara, one who vanquishes the mind. He removes the mind. The moment we see Swami, He removes the mind. So the words comes like this. Parama Manohara Sai Sundara. Parama Manohara Sai Sundara. When the mind is vanquished, how much it is vanquished, not 50%, 25%, 85%, 95%, 99%. No. Parama Manohara, totally vanquished mind. So what you see when the mind is vanquished, that is the song. Parama Manohara Sai Sundara. You see beauty of Swami. When our mind stop existing, what we see is only beauty. This we experience through Swami. Now we see Swami, we experience. Are we applying it in the world? When we see Swami, yes, we know He is Purna Avatar, so our mind is gone. So we see Swami so beautiful, so smiling, so fantastic we see Swami. So Parama Manohara Sai Sundara, when we apply it in our lives also, when we really don't analyze and make the mind nil, everyone is beautiful, everything is beautiful, everything is blissful. Secret of life. Swami has given us that. When we see Swami, we are blissful. The moment we come out, we enter into the world, we confuse ourselves. Why? And Swami says, Sarvam Sai Mayam Jagat. Everywhere He is there, every atom. So that Sai Sundara, that beauty we can see when mind is vanquished. And mind is the one which plays everything in our life. Very simple method. Having come into contact with Swami, secrets of life is revealed to us so much. Especially through bhajans. Everyone comes for bhajans. Some good singers are singing, clap and sing, go mad. Then you forget everything. Then again we go remember. Why should we remember? We don't have to. No sir, we have duty to perform. Yes, duty to perform. Yes, fine. Swami says, surrender means nothing. Everything, whatever you are doing, say that, Swami, this is yours. Samarpan. Baby Samarpan. So everything, when we offer, that is surrender. Because totally I cannot say, I have surrendered everything. That itself I have not surrendered. Because when I say, I have surrendered, I is existing. Swami says, you and I are not different. If you have surrendered, you have become one with me. So, that bhavana, it will come automatically. We don't have to do any sadhana, bhajans, or any type of service. Swami has given us like that. So when we do that, so this song comes like this. What He has given to the world is nothing but destroy everyone's mind on this part. Parama Manohara Sai Sundara. After that, what happened? Sukh Barsane. Sukh Barsane Wala. Because one mind is vanquished. Sukh. Where there is no dukkha, that is sukha. That is but bliss. He gives us that. Then in Swami's own word, but I use this for this song. Bhagane se man ko sajan bana kare. Bhagane se man ko sajan bana kare. Bhakti marg aridan diya. What he did, Swami, when He declares avatarhood? I am Satya Sai Baba, avatar of Shirdi Sai Baba. Tomorrow onwards I will take Bhagavad Gita lecture. He didn't say. Only intellectuals will go there. What about Pamaras? Who don't know anything about spirituality? So what he did was Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. So everyone assembled. So bhajan se manuko sajan banakar. Through bhajans, he saw to it. Whenever bhajan is sung, your heart becomes very pure. Pure, purer, 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 purer. So every one of us becomes sajan. The avatarhood mission is over. That's why I was wondering why Swami sings this Narayan bhajan se manuko sajan. Then when He left the body, I thought, yes, bhajan se manuko sajan banakar bhakti marg varadan diya. He didn't say, for this course, each one of you have to pay so much. Then only you can attend this course. No, free of cost. Love, 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 free of cost. So bhakti marg varadandriya. We don't know bhakti. How much we knew bhakti before meeting Swami? We go to temple. We go to temples and then we pray to Lord. And then after that we think that is bhakti. Now after coming to Swami, we know through bhajans he has attracted us and he has given that shant, that bhakti bhajan se manko sajan banakar bhakti marg varadan liya.
Hey, avtari leela dhari palti vihari sai sukh barsane wala.
His avataric mission, that day I understood, through bhajans, he made all the devotees who have come to him, everyone pure, pure, pure. Simplest method, love and namasmarana. He made every one of us pure. So I found that avataric mission, what he has got. Now we, in the name of namasmarana, we have to maintain this tradition. One side service activity, another side namasmarana. Those who are doing namasmarana, today I thought I will share few of my experiences with Swami and few bhajans in its original form with every one of you. So that those bhajans what I hear different, please, I know many of you are singers here, I'll share with you. So I thought I'll first start with this. Swami's mission coming to this world is to make everyone purer by singing His glory, His name, and that is the purpose of Swami's avatar. And because of that, bhajans only, even I was walking on the road, heard the bhajan, Sai Mahadeva, entered. Oh, that's a beautiful tune, entered the bhajan all, then from that, that's all lost. After that, once you enter into Sai, you are lost in that. So we are lost in Sai's thing. So Swami's name only attracted every one of us first. Then only we saw the Rupam also. First Namam. Then only Rupam. So with that we all entered into Swami. Today we are lost in Swami. Till today we are having that Swami in our heart. Nowhere else except but our heart. When I joined Swami's college, I was not a singer. I was not a harmonium player. Today, whole world, nobody must have been singing technically learnt or anything because of Swami's grace. He saw to it not only India, not only Prashanalayam or Vrindavan, throughout the world, bhajan is sung in the best way. How he gave that as gift immediately to everyone, whoever tries to touch the harmonium, whoever tries to open their mouth, he gave that to everyone. That's how all Sai bhajan singers are singing. So when I joined Swami's college, I thought I am a violinist, Swami will give me opportunity, this, that, everything. Then I found bhajans were going on as a classical mission. I was quite skeptical about these bhajans because every bhajan shruti changes. Classical missions, we go by one shruti all the time, 2.5 hours. And I was very skeptical about that. Then Swami fulfills your desire. So cutting short the episode, that I first musical program by Prashant and Liam students was first program was a violin concert in front of Swami. So after violin concert I learned lots of lessons. I stopped playing violin because I found there is a higher purpose of life. The teaching what Swami gave the day I played a violin concert, he praised me in front of everyone. Oh, he played violin so beautifully. After that he turned to me and told, Saint Tyagaraja never composed. Saint Tyagaraja conversed with the Lord. Lord Rama, he was conversing. That became composition. So I didn't know why Swami is telling all these things. He conversed with the Lord. That became composition. You did very beautifully musically. You took ragala, kirtana playing, then kalpana swaras. Tyagaraja never did any of these things. He straight away, you know, Raman Annubhavara. One experience was there. When somebody was singing Raman Annubhavara in practice session, Swami told, sing Ramananubrora. As a classical musician, what we'll do, we'll put Talam first, so that your thigh pains first. Then music enters through the pain to your body. So like that, first Talam. So, Ramananubrora, like that. Swami told, stop. Again he told, Padu, inkokasari padu. Then again he said, Raman, stop, malli. Once again, aurekbar, pirse. Again he started, Raman, Swami told. Patalu, meaning telsa niku? Do you know the meaning of that song? Then he told, no, Swami. In that session, M.S. Subbalakshmi, everyone was sitting. Swami told, Ala kadu, atla kadu. Then Swami sang, Rama nannu brohra. Oh Rama, won't you protect me? So that song's meaning is that, if you do like this, Rama, hey Rama, are you protecting me or not? Where are you? Like that. So these are all lessons we learnt in front of Swami when we are sitting and singing bhajans. He creates that opportunity to teach us how, what to do when you are singing God's name. That prayer mode, demand mode is also there. Shiva bhajan, dum 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 bhajan, when we sing, you know, dum dum we sing. That time we won't sing. Dum 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 damaru bhaje. We won't sing that. We'll sing dum 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 dum. So that is because, you know, Shiva, Nartana Sundara, is a dancer, cosmic dancer. That power will come. Same Shiva when we sing Dayakaru Shiva Ganga. That time we won't sing Dayakaru Shiva Ganga Dari. We won't sing. That prayer mode is on in every Sai Bhajan. Swami has created such composers who gave us such wonderful songs with so much of bhakti, so much of anubhavam. The experience with the Lord they have brought out, so we sing those things. So immediately we are connected to Swami. So every song has got things. So Swami told me that. After that I thought, thank you Swami. You praised in front of everyone, turned me, gave the right diksha that no more I should touch my classical music. That is the teaching you are giving. From that time, bhajan started flowing one by one by one by one. Before coming to Swami's college, this Anandamaya Bhagavan came. After that, one by one by one, Lambodara Ganataka Jana, Tumoha Vigna Vinasha, like that started coming. Then later, because those time for every bhajan there is a conversation with the Lord, because he gave that secret. Swami said, you converse with the Lord, you don't compose, converse with the Lord. He gives you that because he has given everyone. Nobody can do anything in this world because he is operating through every one of us. So we are doing that. So after that what happened, when I joined that Swami's college, my prayer was, Swami, now I stopped violin. I don't know anything about singing, but students are singing so beautiful in Vrindavan. I don't know what you will do, you have to make me sing. Playing harmony, me first made me do that. One summer holiday, I don't know ABCD of harmonium, he made me do that. I was taking second bath in the summer heat of Prashanalayam. That is no harmonium player. I don't know. I went to take bath, Swami is sending word through. One boy, call Harihar and ask him to play harmonium. That, my God. This boy comes and knocks at the door. He says, Swami is calling you. I said, he's kidding. Because why should Swami call? And he tells, Swami is calling. Swami told, bring Harihar. I told, hey, not yet this time for talk. No. Then he started banging the door. No, Harihar, Swami is waiting for you in the veranda. I come. I ran. Then Swami, harmonium play chai. That time singers were there from another campus and many people were there. Now I don't know harmonium. Now when Swami tells you, you play harmonium. You cannot tell Swami that, you know, Swami, I don't know to play. Because then Swami will say, are you playing or am I playing? So you cannot tell that. So I am stuck. One side Swami's command, another side people's poor singers. When I think about the singers, how much they are going to suffer. So because of that, I thought how to balance in between. Listen to Swami's word. I went, sat in front of Arjuna. From behind the singers, and I, man, you know to play harmonium? I told, no. Why are you sitting here? I told, Swami told me. And Swami is telling, you should tell, you don't know. Now I cannot tell the reply to them. So I told, what to do? Swami told me, I am sitting here. So I sat there. Then suddenly one fellow said, hey, do you know D flat? E flat? I told, tell me 1, 2, 1 pancham, 2 pancham, I'll keep Shruti. But it was such a wonderful time, no mics were there. Now because you people keep the mic, I had to be very careful, that's why I didn't start with my singing. So mic was not there. So what happened? What you play, nobody knows. But behind boys knows very well, whether we are right or wrong. Because they are very careful about Shruti. So they are very careful. They will know. Now I don't know to play, so I'll just keep like this. But Swami won't keep quiet. You know, he will sit on the chair and he'll say. Now he will show like that. I have to do, you know. Now if I start doing like this, you know. Like this, if I start doing from behind, I'll get something. But Swami said, play. Then I have to do something. So I started keeping something and it will be a torture for all these singers. So now, that's why, you know, people say, how come, sir, you don't tell mistake of others? I say, because I am coming from that generation. How can I tell any mistake about him? So I keep quiet. So I started playing, then Swami will do like that, like that. So 15 days, Swami also did like that, I also did like that. 15th day, Swami told, we'll all go to Vrindavan. Okay, Swami. Vrindavan, we went, there small room. Swami will sit on the chair with talam and selected singers, around 20, 25 VIPs, ladies on the other room. I thought, you know, my talent will be known throughout the world today. Because I am sitting, I was so afraid because I have to sit near Swami's padam. Harmony player has to sit in the front. So I was sitting and there Swami will select the songs for students, Vrindavan students. Hey, you sing Allah Akbar, you sing this, you sing that. But that day, I don't know what happened. Hand flew very smoothly on the harmonium, that's all. After that program, all boys came out, told Sari Hariharan, you are a clay, classical genius, we really mistook you that you don't know anything, but how beautiful you played. I told, this is one day by fluke it has happened. Tomorrow again my original talent will come. Never believe, human can change day to day in different way. So don't believe this, I told. Then after that, fortunately it got settled. Now that, you know, our desires increases slowly. Desire to desirelessness, it goes. So my desire next was that I should sing in front of Swami. So one day I was sleeping, Bhimshin Joshi, Anup Jalotaji, Hari Om Charanji, everyone was singing. Swami is sitting on a silver jhula, where near the silver door. Dreams will be little bit different, not the original. So Swami is sitting there, all of them are singing, Swami is shaking, he said, I am sitting far behind. I am telling, you are shaking your head for all these great singers. I can also shake my head because they are singing so beautiful. So I can also shake my head. Like me people, you make me sing, then shake your head. Then you are God. Bhimshi Joshi, I will also shake my head. Anup Jalota, I will also clap and shake my head. Hari Om Charanji, I will also forget myself and cry. But like me people who don't know anything, call me, make me sing. Then you are God. When I am telling like that, Swami is calling me. Then I went and sat. Swami told, Padu, sing. Then I started singing. Don't forget, it's only dream. not in reality. Because many of us go with the dream as reality. So it's only a dream. So I started singing and I was crying because opportunity in front of God. So I started weeping and started singing. Then Swami tells, this is my student. Like that. So I was so thrilled, happy, that I felt. Then I found it is hostel room. My God. Then I thought, at least in dream, Swami has called me and made me sing. That's more. Same birthday function time. There were singers, film playback singers, everyone in the hostel jula, because dream is that unusual jula. So it was hostel jula function. Swami came near me when the playback singers said, harmony play chusna, partlu radha. You are playing harmonium. Don't you sing? Now I cannot say, yes Swami, I can sing, because I don't know to sing. Now I don't want to leave the opportunity, Swami, I don't know, but I want to sing. That also I cannot tell. So either way you are cut. Only look at him like this. Then whatever his command, that's it. His command, oka paata paadu. Swami told, sing. So when you are getting first opportunity, first of all, if you are desirous of singing, what you will do? You will practice a lot. Don't ever take my life as example. Because I never practiced anything. So immediately, first bhajan what you will sing, the most popular bhajan, which everyone can follow. I think I am born a different type of fellow, opposite to whole human being. So the very first bhajan when I started, you know, I started a bhajan which nobody had heard in the hostel. I am sure you wouldn't have heard this bhajan too. Bhajan karu Sai Naam Madhuram. Have you ever heard? Same situation then also. Nobody had heard. Dhyan karo Bhagavan Sai Natam. Bhajan karo Sai Naam Madhuram. Prashanti Nilayam Premayamritam. Dhyan karo man madhuram madhuram bhava bhaya haranam prativiharam. I started and fortunately our students were very enthusiastic, so they also gave chorus. They saved my life. And Swami told, bhaga padta mandir lo vachi padu. Next, sang very well, come to mandir and sing. That is the day I started with Hey Ram Bhagavan, Partipurishwar Ram. I sang that bhajan weeping. Swami put three speeds. Those time voice used to be high pitch, student's voice. Now I am aged, so I have to restrict myself to my range. I cannot go to that range. So that's how singing, then songs started coming. I just want to share few songs with you today and also my life's experience. Once, because this is the experience Swami gave me to make me sing. What he does to human being is a person we think who is not good for anything, he will select that person. You are for this job. Not a qualified person who knows everything. No. A person who don't know anything, because he knows very well, his love can pull anyone to any heights. So that is the secret. We are all blessed. So, sometime what happens when the song is composed and when it comes out, it goes in different tunes. But with this song I am going to start. This opportunity, I want to share the right tune. Somewhere in a program, I was singing, Pag Ghungaru Bandh Meera Nachi Re. When the song Meera Bhajan was going on, the tablist was going on in double speed. So with that one bhajan came. That is the bhajan I will share with you, the original tune.
Jaya 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 He Madhusudana. Jaya 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 He Madhusudana. Jaya 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 He
This everyone is perfect. Next line.
Jaya Vrindavana Manamohana. Jaya Vrindavana Manamohana.
Correct.
Jaya Vrindavana Manamohana. Jaya Vrindavana Manamohana.
It's sung in different style actually. Why this? Why not that? The thing is, I had first darshan in 1975 Swami in Vrindavan. What happened? First I went just like that to have darshan. Jaya Vrindavana, because it is Vrindavana. Hail to Vrindavana. Manamohana, heart is pulled. First time when you saw Swami, heart is pulled. So that's why.
Jaya Vrindavana, Manamohana.
That is too this thing. So,
Jaya Vrindavana, Manamohana.
Heart is pulled. So,
Manamohana.
So, heart is getting pulled. So, that's why this tune is like that. Can we sing it together that time?
Jaya Vrindavana Manamohana. Jaya 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 Madhusudana. Jaya 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 Madhusudana. Sundara Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari.
One who resides in Shirdi. So when we sing Vihari, when we say, no?
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari.
Punctuation.
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari.
Sing that line again.
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari.
Vihari. No.
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Vihari. Vihari.
Exactly. Sing that.
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari.
Second time.
Sundar Sai. Sundar Sai.
That beauty is expansion. So that's why.
Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai. Sundar Sai. Sundar Sai Shirdi Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari. Sundar Sai Pati Vihari. Radhishyam, 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 Radhishyam. Radhishyam, 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 Radhishyam. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Radhishyam, राधेश्याम राधेश्याम
राधेश्याम राधेश्याम राधेश्याम राधेश्याम.
So that two lines are
जय बृंदावन मनमोहन.
జయ బృందావన మనమోహనా.
యు కెన్ ఆల్ డూ యువర్ మ్యూజికాలిటీ ఆల్సో, బట్ దిస్ పంక్చుయేషన్స్ డోంట్ లీవ్ ఇన్ ది భజన్. దాట్స్ మై రిక్వెస్ట్, సో దట్ నో ఇట్ విల్ క్రియేట్ మోర్ ఎఫెక్ట్, సో దట్ యూ రియలీ బిలాంగ్ టు గాడ్. దిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ life, Swami trained me in such a way that I left Swami's place, came, studied in Bangalore, took up a job in Bangalore, and after 2.5 years, 3 years, I left my job with no job in the hand, with family, married, child is expected any time. So every song is very, very close in different way. So this song also, I want to share this experience. When I left the job, I was very blissful, to be frank with you. Fortunately, Swami blessed me with a wonderful wife who never questioned me, why did you leave the job? When I came back home after the leaving the job on January 8, 1989, I still remember the day very well. Getting the opportunity to sing for Swami for 5.5 years, those time high pitch without mic I used to shout. And imagine, after getting so much of opportunity and maximum for all the bhajan, Swami will put 3 speeds. Very rarely I got 2 speeds bhajan. Always he will go, even if I sing slow song, he'll put 3rd speed. And he gave room duty upstairs. Then he gave us room. Every month he will spend money on us. He gave us food. He gave us everything, taking care of us extremely well. I told you, mind. So one day mind says, you go to Bangalore, you have more responsibility, you go. If you ask me whether I did my responsibility, I don't know. I am sorry. But when mind says go, then I told Swami, Swami, I have to go to Bangalore. I have few duties pending. I have to do that. Is that Swami told, lakshopa laksha janalu ikkada vachi nanna chustunnaru okka darshana kosam daggara pettukunnanu anni chestha unnanu neeku ikkada nunchi vellali antunnave. Lakshopa laksha janalu vachi chustunnaru vallandaru pichchi valla. Means lakhs and lakhs of people come to see me for few days here and they pine for my darshan. I have kept you with me. And then here you say you want to go. Do you think these lakhs of people are mad? I told Swami, yes. Yem cheptunna? Next Swami asked. I told Swami, they are mad, that's why they come. Because that time it was a pure village, no facilities. They are mad, that's why they are coming here. Again Swami, yem illaga matladutuna, what are you talking? Then I told, le Swami, me paina pichi. They are mad after you, that's why they are coming. Then tell me, why you want to go? I asked Swami, you are omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, so anywhere you are there with me. There is no doubt for me. You will take care of me. Then finally Swami agreed, and February 14, 1984 it was, I was leaving. Swami gave prasadam. Then I thought, last opportunity, I'll sing a bhajan in front of Swami. That was the day this bhajan was introduced. Somebody composed this, but till then nobody sang this bhajan. I sat, I was crying in my heart because tomorrow onwards I am not physically going to sing in front of Swami. So I took this bhajan.
Sai prem de shanti de anand de. Sai prem de.
So Swami immediately shook his shoulder. Then I was all the more feeling bad because Swami said, no use like that. But I continued, he put three speeds for that also. I was so emotional that day because, you know, I am physically leaving him. I cried.
Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De. Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De. Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De. Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De.
Swami, now when will I get this opportunity? I myself have decided to cut this opportunity. So with a very sad feeling, I came out, stood near the last pillar in the mandir, thinking one more darshan, if Swami goes out to Gokulam, then I can have his darshan, then leave. Because as a student, physically close to Swami, enjoying all the privileges, you are throwing away everything and you are walking out. Now you don't know whether this opportunity will come. So it is with that feeling I was standing. With me one Arivaditan, he was also there standing near the Swami. He was going fortunately to Gokulam. He opened the door, he was coming out and he was walking towards me. My heart was really palpitating. Swami, look at me with a smile. Bless me and then send me. Don't send me like this. Without seeing my face, if you send me, I'll think that you are angry with me. Have one word, or at least a smile, a look is enough for me. So I was praying. I was standing near the Swami, was coming. But how he was coming? Catching the rope, putting the head down, looking the floor and adjusting his hair. All this thing he was doing and he was coming. So my heart is more. He is coming towards me because car is there, not for me. Car is there. So he was coming towards me. I said, Swami, please Swami, look at me. Smile at me. Say a word to me so that I think I go with your blessing. And when I am praying like this, Swami is still coming near me, he was down with it. And my heart is totally shattered. But one thing, my brothers and sisters, your prayer has to be answered. Whatever it is, now you pray, it will happen. So there, that prayer was so powerful. Cry, the anguish, everything, separation, everything come to your heart and you cry and you are praying like that. Coming near me and then looked at me. I thought, now my weight went down, bharam went down. Looked at me. What will you do in Bangalore? Question. Swami, computer engineering Swami. Patalu padapothunnava? Are you going to sing? That's what he thought. Then I thought, no Swami, computer engineering. Because I am not a big Balamurli Krishna or Anuja Lota or Jesudas. So you cannot live with music profession. I know very well. So I told Swami, computer engineering. Swami said, patalu padapothunnava, manchiga vallira. Then I thought, his hair is covering the ear, so he cannot hear properly. So I told Swami, "Ledu Swami, computer engineering Swami." Manchika, eppudu Swami, nee tottu untanu. Always Swami is with you. Manchika velli paadira. Again he told, go and sing. What we think, you know, we think, we plan our lives, we have so many imaginations. I have done this, next I will do that, then the life will take that turn and that, you know. Perfection to the core, chart out your program and then you think you are everything. So I was thinking, what is this? I am telling computer engineering, Swami is telling manchika. I totally forgot this episode. Again, Arivaditan, my friend, reminded me because it happened so. On 1989, January 8th, I left my job. After that, my life is only singing. Always singing, wherever you go. Because I don't bother about anything. I don't bother about external things at all. Because it is relationship between my heart and my Swami, not to do with anybody else outside. Because bhajan means Bhagwan and Jan. We and Swami, not others. Nobody intermediary. When we do that within ourselves, we soak ourselves into that. We experience the oneness of Swami within ourselves. That's the best experience a bhajan can ever give. Swami has trained all the people in so many ways, beautiful ways he has trained. For what he has trained? For what we are all singing bhajans is nothing but each one of us should go touch our core of our heart and then live there. Never come out from there. Because we are not singing. Somebody asked, how do you sing? He told, sir, I sing very well. How do you know you sang bhajan very well? No, sir, after my bhajan, they all came and told you sang beautiful in the bhajan. So how did you learn to sing like this? No, sir, I have practiced music for years, sir. 20 years I have learned music, so it flows. Well, that's good. But you are talking to me, it has got no raga. It has got no tala. But suddenly when you sing, ragas are coming, tala is coming, everything, bhava is coming. How is that possible? The hardware package Bhagwan has kept For talking, he has given us the voice to talk. The moment you are singing, you don't know from where. None of us can ever say, no singer can say from there where it is coming. Technically, he can define. Defining is defying. Actually, none of us know the source. Source is him. He is within us and he is bringing that out and he is giving that energy to the whole world. So that's what is happening during bhajan. What is the sadhana I learnt is, when I sang bhajan, I always felt I am not singing. So after this thing, I left the job, went on singing bhajan. I got a child in 1989, my first child. No job, no earning money, and you go sing bhajan. We go sing bhajans, that's all. Absolutely no earning for 3.5 years. But how I ran my family and child, I don't know. My wife is here, ask her, she also won't know. None of us know. One thing is sure, Swami gave us every day food to eat. Swami gave us that opportunity to sing His glory and listen to His glory. If these three are there, it is more than enough for us. Not even earning one single pair, but when the child is born, so I have to go see that child. No money. You have to go by train. You have to pay. Celebrate the Namakaranam ceremony. You need the money. When you don't have the money, you cannot ask for loan from anybody because you know they know very well you are penniless. They won't give you money. And since I am taking God's name, I will not ask anybody money because it is bringing down God's name. Money comes on its own different. But if you ask, you are bringing down God's name, so I don't ask. I thought, if I am destined to go for Namakaranam ceremony, Swami will arrange. If I should not go, Swami will not give. Simple, life is very easy. If things have to happen, it will happen to you. It is because it is destined to happen. If it is not happening to you, it is not destined to happen. So I decided that way and I was very happy sitting at home. Suddenly one of my old friends came. He talks very serious but a golden hearted person. I heard that you got a baby daughter. I told, yes. Very asked. Then he told, you have to go for Namakaranam ceremony. I told, yes, I will go. You got the money? I told, yes. No, you don't have. Take this. That is Swami. So I was traveling by train. I went, performed the Namakaranam ceremony. I was coming back train. Some song was going on. I was keeping my ear in the train window, that rod. That rhythm was going on. So that time on Swami. Sai Mera. Because he is the Sahara for every one of us. You know very well, you don't have anything. But don't worry, you have the support of God. So this song comes, Conversation with the Lord. This Swami gave the cue. Converse with me, don't compose. No harmonium, in train what harmonium will be there? Sai Mera, Tum Ho Sahara. Shirdi avatara Sai Parthipuri Bhagavan. Who are you? Dinon ke tum. Punctuation there in tum. You are dinon ke tum. Talk to him when you sing. Dinon ke tum. You can sing that. Dino ke tum prana sakha. Who is he? Prana sakha. He is not your friend. Friend means if I call, hey, I need some help man, means they'll say, hey, wait for 10 minutes man, I'll come to you. But here he is not. God is not, he will never make you wait on this part. So dino ke tum pran sakha prabhu. So dino ke tum pran sakha prabhu mere
You personalize. It's your God. Only for you. Every Gopika had one Krishna with her. So each one of us should have. So when you think, Mere.
Mere Sai Ram. Mere Sai Ram. Baba Paratipuri Bhagavan.
Sojourn for material thing, Swami gives. Spiritual thing, He gives. Everything He gives. Had a trip to Tiruvannamalai. Went round Parikrama, going round Arunachaleshwara, Hillak. Kritayugam, Shiva stood as Agni Linga there. Going round after that, I am leaving with my friends to Bangalore by car. Turning back, looking at that hillock, I could see how he stood. Nobody knows where is the beginning, nobody knows where is the end. As Agni Linga, he stood. Brahma, Vishnu were searching, top and bottom, competition, who is greater God?
Vishnu told, he will find the padam of Lord Shiva.
Brahma told, he will find the Siras, head of Lord Shiva. Both travelled in opposite direction. Life is always opposite direction. But tell the truth of the life, it will appeal to people. Tell the lie, you are banished forever. And here Brahma goes, catches the flower, and he tells that flower, tell Lord Shiva, I pluck it from his hair. That flower also agrees. Lord Vishnu goes humbly trying to find the feet. No. So he tells the truth to Lord Shiva. Shiva, I couldn't find your feet at all. Brahma comes and says, here is the flower I plucked from your head. So he gets the shapa and not to be worshipped. This mythological story. For me, it is that imagination of that standing as Agni Linga between no beginning, no end. Adi Ant Nahi Tha. So that darshan I was imagining for Krita Yuga. So leaving Arunachaleshwara was a bit sad for me. So that time this song comes.
Shivam bhavatu kalyanam arogyam sukasam patam dushta buddhi vinashaya de pataya namo namah de pataya namo namah.
Comes the word Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. How did he stand? Akshaya Linga, stood as Akshaya. Where is he? Atma Linga. How did he stand? Tejomaya Vigraha Linga. What is he doing? Iha Parasukhadayaka Isha. Whatever we ask for, he is giving this world and he gives us spiritual evolution. So who is that Isha? I don't know any God. We know only one God, Sai. So Iha Parasukhadayaka, Sai Iha Parasukhadayaka. It is just darshan of the Lord Shiva in his original setup.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva.
Arunachala Shiva, the way I am pronouncing.
Arunachala Shiva.
If possible.
Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Aruna Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arun Shiva,
Arunachala Shiva.
I found we go sing bhajan, we try to tell people what to do, what not to do. But at the same time, our heart sometimes, you know, points out mistake at others. We will sing bhajan, we will talk philosophy, we will talk end of philosophy. All are Atma slokas. But when something comes, then we try to tell or correct others and we say, you shouldn't have done like this. Or anything comes, suppose something, the way I want it has not happened. Because I analyze myself. Today I am sharing my life. I am not sharing the bhajans. I am sharing my life. Bhajan should point at us what we are. Outside people will see you. They have all the love. They have all the respect. They treat you, bhajan singers, everyone as God. But what is bhajan singer inside, only he will know. Or what is a devotee inside, only he will know. So I was analyzing one day. Then I thought, what is my mistake now at this age? I thought I blame people within my heart, though externally I was not blaming them. I'll think, if this wouldn't have happened with me, I would have become this, I would have done that. Unnecessarily, this break has come in my life like this, like that. I would have thought within myself. I thought about everything. I thought, Swami, you are bringing Vani. We call this tongue as Vani. When we say this is tongue is Vani, Vani is Saraswati. So nothing other than good should come from this Vani. So from this Vani, something wrong things comes out. Then there is something wrong in the thinking. So I thought, Swami, you have to correct me. This Janma should be my last Janma. No more Janma should be there. Swami has promised one boy. Swami, because he never asks anything for himself. This boy, every time Swami asks, he will ask for others. So one day Swami asks, what do you want? He told, Swami, promise, whoever worships you or thinks about you, and even if they don't think about you, see to it that everyone is spiritually totally fulfilled and they don't have one more Janma in this planet Earth. See that boy asking. That student asks like that. Generally he'll say, Swami, my wife is not feeling well. She has got a paralytic stroke. Swami has to cure. My son, he wants to do medicine, Swami. Swami should bless him to become a good doctor, Swami. Swami, my son finished MS, Swami, surgery has finished. Swami's hospital, Swami. Each one of us will have our own rotation of prayers. But this boy is telling, Swami, give that fulfillment to everyone. Nobody returns back to earth. Swami told, yes, I'll do. Promise? He is asking. Swami told, yes. Swami has promised. That means we are all assured. Yes. Whatever we are assured. But we have to become that also. We should continue. So I think, thought about it. Then immediately I thought, suffering is because of somebody else or because of us. I was analyzing. Suffering is because of us. Enjoyment because of us means suffering is also because of us only. So that time Kabir's thought came. Karni ka phal payega. So it's not a bhajan. It's only whenever I feel my heart enters into wrong thought, I immediately after that I sit and sing this. For my own self, not for the world.
Karni ka phal payega.
I want to sing Hari, Hari, Hari. Hey, what you have done, that's why you have taken birth. When if you would have taken birth, this won't be there. Enjoyment or suffering. Because you have taken birth means you have karmic balance. We have karmic balance, but we are lucky that karmic balance turned as living with God. So we are very lucky. But still we have taken birth. So I didn't want to say Hari Hari, people think I am telling God. So I thought, you know,
Karni ka phal payega. Manuva, Manuva, Manuva.
Now what to do? I want to get out of this cycle.
Sai naam japu.
I'll keep on singing your glory, nothing else.
Sai dhyan dharu.
Keep on meditating upon you.
Sai seva karu.
Only in, at your service. Three conditions. I want to get out of this karmic bandhana.
Sai naam japu. Sai dhyan dharu. Sai seva karu.
Is it possible by me? No. What should I have? Grace of him. So,
Evardhan do Sai.
Please give us that Vardhan.
Evardhan do Baba.
Slowly, just because we are kind in this world with a power, with a position, with a job, with a business, or with a singer's name, any type of thing we enter, we lose our identity in that. Why should we lose? Why should we go in artificial thinking and blame everything around? Instead, try to get out of this cycle. So whenever my thought process have gone wrong, it goes very rarely wrong, but it goes wrong. The moment it goes wrong, I know it. Nobody else will know. I know it. So I sit and sing this, Swami, you want to pull me to this earth once again, that you want to make me do this karma? Please, Swami, make me sing your glory. Make me meditate on your name. Make me do everything only for you. When that is, that feeling if Swami can keep for me all the time. So I analyzed my life. What I am, people say Hariharan gives bhajan program. It's not a bhajan program. It is to my own self I am talking to our Swami. For that he is taking care of me. He has given everything what he has not given. It's a miracle. Sir, what is the miracle which happened, sir? Can you please explain? Every second of our life is miracle. If we are all walking with both hands and both legs nicely, we eat nicely, we talk nicely, everything we do, that is the biggest miracle. And I am not doing anything. I have never took responsibility of my life. Swami has taken it. The moment we drop our luggage, he takes it up. The moment we want to carry our luggage ourselves, then he says, let me see how far you can walk with that luggage. So, I thought easy, because I am a lazy person at all time. Even when I was studying in Swami's college,
Because bhajan singing, music program time, Swami will call, practice session, 2 months, morning 2 hours, evening 3 hours.
For how many bhajans? Program, birthday program, one song I have to sing. Suppose I have to sing this song. Mat kar tu abhiman re bande. This is the song. Em paat paadutunnavu? Mat kar tu abhiman re bande Swami. Paadu, then I say. Then Swami says, aalap tisko. That time we have to sing aalap. So one day I was singing aalap, you know, because I was afraid. Even now I am afraid. So when I have to, because you know, who are you to present yourself? That fear is there every day in every place. I am nobody. That fear is there. So I was trying to sing now. I started like that. Chappakudadu. Chappu. Then I have the CD. Swami is teaching me Darbari Kannada aalap. Not only me, every student he taught. He taught swaras, he taught aalap. Every student. It's not I. Every student. So he is teaching. So I sang boldly. Today he will say, very good, go. Next day he will come, he will find another. Like that, 2 months, every day. Just keep on doing that and you see, why 2 days? Because you know, that secret I never understood. 2 months of one song practice made that song as Maha Mantra in your heart. 2 months singing again and again and again, morning 2 hours. The God who cannot be, it is said, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marda Stunvanti Divya Istavai Vede Shanga Patakramopanishadehi Gayantiyam Samagaha Dhyana Vastita Tadgadena Manasa Pashyantiyam Yogino Yasya Antam Navidu Sura Sargana Devaya Tasuna. Such a God who no Vedas cannot describe, no Devas can sing the praise. And Muni's experience in the meditation, whose end and beginning nobody knows, and that Lord is sitting in front of you and you are trying to present a small bhajan every day because he wants us to attain him through that song. How? Matkartho Abhimanare Bandha, tune will come. You know the tune. You can sing with lots of, you know, swaras you can put. Niza 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 da niri. Okay. God won't be caught with this. He can do anything. Mapadanipa, mapadanipa, manipaga. So what? It's another. Instead of telling, hello, how are you? You are doing this. That's all. Nothing else. What he wanted is that matkartu abhimanare bande juti terishanre. That age he wanted that to go inside of our heart. Hey, your life is artificial, man. Abhiman mat rakho. Jhuti maya, jhuti ka. All that song's words, tune is very easy. But the meaning to install itself in your heart will take months and years. For that, 2 months of practicing that song alone. So he did that. After all those things, now I realize, you know, for what he has done that? To make our lives, every word we utter should be Maha Mantra. We take Swami's bhajan's name. Sai Nam is so powerful. It should be Maha Mantra. Every bhajan singer should analyze within himself whether these bhajans have helped each one of us to realize. Has it gone inside our heart and it has made us person of equanimity? That is the true hallmark of every bhajan singer. The day he has said, the moment he sits, we get peace of mind. He doesn't even have to open his mouth at all. The moment that personality comes and sits, you know very well that we too got peace even before that man starts singing the bhajan. Really, it's not only for singers, I'm telling. Each one of us are singers in our own right. Many of us may sing in bathroom. Many of us may sing in kitchen. Many of us will converse with the Lord in our own puja room. But wherever we sing, it's not that we have to sing on a stage or in a bhajan. Sir told that, you know, I can also sing bhajan, so I will also go and sing. No need. Why should we have that desire of presenting ourselves in public? The whole purpose of bhajan is to be one with Sai. Whether it is your home or outside makes no difference. So we can be one with him at any point of time by singing his glory. With this last song, I close. Finally, I thought, by singing bhajan, what has happened?
Ratte sham, Sai sham, Sai sham.
Recently, before coming here, I was sitting at my home in Chennai. What has Sai Nam has given? Everyone, whoever has taken.
Ratte sham, Sai sham, Sai sham.
When we keep on doing that, ratte sham, Sai sham, Sai sham, body becomes
tan panchajanya atma shri Krishna.
Body has become the conch of Krishna. Philosophically, panchajanya, body is panchajanya, made of five elements. But literally, when we come to, because of bhajans, body becomes a conch. That's why om, when we say, no, hall is filled, because we have become conch. So,
tan panchajanya atma shri Krishna.
What is our manas? Body has become panchajanya, atma is Krishna. What is manas? What is the nature of mind? It keeps running here and there. Like gopikas go running to see behind every tree Krishna is there or not. So, for Rasa Leela,
man brindavan
ka searching.
Man brindavan kar Rasa Leela.
Tan over, man over, atma over. Dhan. We have to live in this world.
धन श्याम रथन पायो हमने.
धन श्याम रथन, साई श्याम रथन इज देयर विथ एवरी वन ऑफ अस. हाउ वी गेट ऑल दिस थिंग?
रटते श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम.
Gratitude to beloved भगवान who has given this life, making it a purposeful one for all of us. And to our dear Sai students fraternity for bringing me for Samarpan talk, knowing very well I know nothing, they have called me. I am grateful to them and all the authorities who are here and all the Sai Surupas who are here. For every one of you, my pranams. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Oh,